Mix 106.5.
It's the Charlotte Show, everybody.
Nobody wants that.
Charlotte's going solo today, everybody. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show. Jess is not here today, and she called out last minute. She got a bad migraine, so it's going to be you and me and Charlotte today. And you know how those go. Not great. so welcome to it. And for a lot of you guys, this is going to be the last one, so... This is what you're getting. And one more sleep, y'all. This is it. And actually, for a lot of you guys, last one more sleep until the end of school. Crazy.
That's awesome.
So we just chant the words one more sleep. And we do that three times and we cheer. Let's get it done. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Focused. All right. Shout out to, did you see this yesterday? Shout out to our guy, Tyler.
Oh my God.
On Hinge.
That was iconic.
And like, listen, we got a message yesterday from a woman and she goes, I thought you should see this. She was talking to this guy on Hinge and he had listed all these things that he was into, right? And it was all kind of random stuff. Actually, let me pull this up really quick. It was all kind of just things he was into, like thermostat at 68, warmish black coffee, sushi, snowboarding, right? Just cutesy little stuff he's into. Like normal dating app stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, super cute.
And then he lists Kramer and Jess Morning Radio.
Let's go.
Which, like...
That's so awesome.
Yo, our guy Tyler, like, that. First off, kind of random to put Kramer and Jess Radio.
No, I love it.
No, I love it too. Don't get me wrong.
He's a man who knows what he likes.
Like, I really hope that there's somebody that sees that and is like, you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I hope that like that's the connection that somebody makes is over like the Kramer and Jess show. Like, did you also are Kramer and Jess listener? Like, I almost want to reach out to this guy.
I think he DM'd us.
Did he DM us?
I saw a DM from a Tyler pop up on my screen last night because I felt kind of bad because we like blasted his.
That's not blast, man. That's love.
Social media.
That's, whoa. I don't know why that mic sounded weird.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Ew.
I don't know what that was. It's kind of Thursday we're going to have, though. I can feel it. I would love to get Tyler on the air
through the DMs
and find his Kramer and Jess soulmate because like that.
Yeah,
if you want to put Kramer and Jess on there, man, like that's love.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
There's a new farmer's market coming to Baltimore this summer. So there's going to be a new farmer's market in the Mount Vernon neighborhood. It launches June 25th, and it's going to run every Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. through the season. It's going to be held at 100 West Eager Street next to the Waxter Senior Center, and it's going to be free and open to the public. Let's see, there's going to be fresh produce, other essentials, and yeah, it should be awesome. There's going to be baked goods, olive oils, and different vendors rotating throughout the summer. So,
number two.
Let's see. Coors Light is going to drop another round of Taller Boy cans. I don't know if anyone saw this the first time. So it's this limited edition collectible. And last time they released these, they sold out in 30 minutes when they launched. So it's a canister that holds three full-size Coors Light cans inside of one giant can. And it's being sold as a novelty item tied to the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Only 125 more will be released on June 18th. And fans are limited to one per person while supplies last, and they're $30 each.
I'm trying to see this thing right now. Like, this is...
It's
this
really
is
funny
really,
looking.
Like, kind of ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why anybody would need a beer this big. I don't even know. This is not even like a... It's just... It's so massively large. How do you even, like take that thing with you?
I know. It
like,
looks
like... what do you
like
do with it?
So impressive to carry around.
Yeah, I don't even know. I guess you just want to take a picture with it or something?
I guess it's
because...
like, because it's with the World Cup, so maybe the idea is, like, you bring it to the game and then you, like, can store three beers in there, but, like...
I don't
it's just very silly and fun.
Yeah.
Number one.
So Mike Myers has said, yes, there will be an Austin Powers 4. More than 20 years after Austin Powers and Goldmember, Mike Myers appears to have confirmed a fourth Austin Powers movie is in the works. So he was on a Trevor Noah's World Cup watch party, I think on Trevor Noah's Instagram or something. And Mike Myers was asked if there was going to be an Austin Powers 4 by someone in the chat. And he said, yes. So he'd previously said that he'd be interested in another sequel, especially one that focuses on Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we've heard someone actually say, like, yes, there are plans to make that.
So do we want Austin Powers 4? Okay, so honestly, because Charlotte asked me if I'd seen it before, and I think I may. Honestly, this is how much I don't care about Austin Powers. I may have seen the first one. Mm-hmm. I may have.
And I didn't. I was too young at the time when they were coming out.
I may have seen the first one. And I just, I thought, I'm not a big Mike Myers fan. He's like a little too silly for me. So I definitely didn't see the rest of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a big franchise. It's a massive franchise. But what I say is, like, some of those franchises just don't translate. Like, for example, I loved Dumb and Dumber back when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
Then Dumb and Dumber came out, and I was like, ooh, like, this did not translate well.
I'd be curious,
at all.
Like, if people want it?
Yeah.
Like, are they excited?
Is it going to make sense? Like, well, that, do we, honestly, even if you loved it, like, are we good? Like, if you loved Austin Powers 1, and I know we had, like, those three, like, back to back to back, right? Do we, Austin Powers fan, like, do you want another one?
After,
are you, like,
20 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I just, or does it feel cash grabby to you? Why don't you text us, say hi this morning, 410-583-1065. All right, you. There you go. There's your top three. Jess out with a migraine today, so that's the best we can do. Toy Story 3 came out today in 2010, and there was one scene in it originally that was so traumatizing for kids that it immediately got scrapped before you even saw it. So let's go back and actually, like, re-earth this scene and, like, decide who approved this. Like, who in the world was like, yeah, this is what kids should be seeing. And we'll do it right now in Throwback Thursday, all right? This is, like, straight nostalgia. If you just want to go back and relive what we might consider the better days before things get really crazy. That's what we do. We just go back and we play music from like, back in the day. We talk about things that happened, like, back in the day. And that's it. That's the whole bit, all right? 2014 today, the 18th of June, back in 2014, Iggy Azalea had the number one song with Fancy.
I'm so fancy, you already know.
Which, I'll let you know, one of the most pleasant artists I ever had the pleasure of sitting down with Iggy Azalea, which, like,
my sister stands her. I have a video of her sobbing at an Iggy Azalea,
like,
concert.
I know, like a flash in the pan, which I, you know, you think she was such, like, a badass, like, thought she was going to be, like, really a pain in the ass to work with. So lovely.
No, she's actually
so
cool.
So very lovely to talk to, which didn't expect that. But yeah, very, very lovely person.
And she's always, like, standing up for women on social media. Like,
very nice.
She's kind of real.
Needs to come back. You know, we need to give her another chance, honestly. 2006, Shakira. Hips Don't Lie, huge song. This is, like, when I was starting in radio, y'all. I can't tell you the amount of complaints we got about this song, which was, like, people thought this song. This just goes to show you, too, like, how the bar has changed.
Yeah.
Between this and Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, people thought this song was, like, too risque. Like, I don't want my kids listening to a song about hips. I was like,
I feel like this song crazy,
trust me,
right?
Well, I didn't think so either, but I was also living in like, rural Georgia at the time.
You know,
so
that might have played a part.
This and Girls Kissing Girls was really,
like,
problematic.
Did they not have a problem with My Humps by the Black Eyed
No, that was also a big problem.
Okay,
don't bring up My Humps.
Okay,
I won't. Very traumatic for me.
It.
1999 today, J-Lo. J-Lo's still out there, y'all. She's still putting out new singles, I think. She's still trying. But I think this was J-Lo's last good song. Was. But she's trying, y'all. She's still trying to put out good music. But pretty sure this is the last good one. All right. Even though Toy Story 5 is coming out tomorrow, it was back in 2010. Toy Story 3 came out. Honestly, I don't remember the plot. I probably should have done better research on this. I forget which one this was. I know I saw it, but I forget which one this was, but whatever. But there was a scene in this one that was so trying. I do remember this scene, what it turned out to be. But the original version of this scene was so terrible, but I'll remind you of what this turned out to be. I'm talking about the...
Is it the end?
It's the end.
Where they're like slowly...
Yes.
Bro, that the incinerator scene was...
The incinerator scene, right? So,
yeah.
So this was just a reminder of the incinerator scene. So basically, what the version you saw was they're in this landfill, mm-hmm. and they're on a conveyor belt, and they're all heading towards this giant incinerator, right? And it's very intense because you know they're basically about to get burned, right?
Yes, you're like sobbing.
Right. Okay, so that's the version that you saw, okay?
And it was already like
super emotional,
so intense.
Right? Now, I'm going to tell you the original version of that scene they ended up cutting because it was so bad, y'all. What happened was this was so bad. Kids were leaving crying, like PTSD kind of symptoms because it was so intense. Basically, what happened was like Woody was saying goodbye to Buzz. Like Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head were sharing like one last hug. Rex was panicking, saying like, "I'm not ready. I'm not ready." Like it was such an intense scene.
I swear that's the version I saw.
No, what happened was basically they were just, you could just tell something was about to happen, but like they were literally like saying their goodbyes to each other. Like it was such an intense scene. They were all looking at each other like saying like, "This is it. We're about to die."
Oh my God. I guess they dialed it back to them just like looking at each other with terror.
Yeah. That's basically what happened. You got the thing, but originally like they were like hugging each other like, "We're all going to die. We're all going to die." And so they had to basically dial it back and be like, no, let's take the dying part
Good
out
call.
Of it. And just, so that's probably a safe bet for the kids' version of that movie. So just so you know, that's not the original version. That's Throwback Thursday.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, this is going to be our final round for the week. We're off tomorrow for Juneteenth, but $1,000, free gas, last day of school for some of you guys. Man, this could be it. This could be the last time you're playing for the school year. What? Caller 10, hi, who's this? Hi. Oh, wait, hang on. Maybe I should answer. With Jess being out, it's so screwy today. Hi, who's this? Hi.
Hi, good morning. It's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
And Ethan and Caden.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Jennifer and Ethan and Caden?
Yes, it's our last day of school.
No way. What's up, guys? Last day of school. What's going on? Wait, what school do we go to?
We go to Guilford Park High School.
Yeah, we do. What's up, guys? How we doing? Last day of school. Wait, is this last day of school ever or just... No, because we were already graduated. Okay, no, not ever. No.
Last day of school for carpooling. So
yeah,
it's bittersweet.
This is
so
cool.
Like, they're driving next year and I'm going to be so sad.
Dang, man. This is a monumental moment. Well, thank you for sharing it with us. We appreciate it. What county is that? What county are you guys in?
What county are we in? I know. County.
You're like, wait, what county are we in? That's not going to bode
well
for this
I
game.
Just wanted us to participate.
Jennifer's like, I'm not even sure what county we're in right now. Hang on. All right, guys, welcome to the game. Have we played before?
We have.
Okay, well, welcome back. It's good to have you guys here. Last day of school. This is exciting. So, you guys know how to play. I'm going to explain. Jess is out today with a migraine, so it's going to be me and you guys today.
Oh, no.
You know how to do this. 7 trivia questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right, $1,000 in Royal Farm gift cards. If you get one wrong, though, you mispronounce one, you take longer than 60 seconds, you guys are going to be out. Make sure you pass on the ones you don't know, and then we'll come back at the end of this time, okay? Are we ready to go?
Yes. Are we ready? Yes.
All right.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. What do we call a story that is true? A story?
It is nonfiction.
Correct. Question number two. What is the name of the musical that features the song Masquerade?
Phantom of the Opera.
Correct. Question number three. What actress played the role of Deborah on Everyone Loves Raymond? Everybody Loves Raymond. Sorry. Everybody Loves Raymond is the actress who?
Pass.
Question number four. What sport uses the term free throw?
Free throw. That's basketball.
Correct. Question number five. What game involves a set of 5 metal jacks and a rubber ball? What is it?
Jack.
Correct. Question number six. How many letters are in the word mountain? How many letters in the word mountain?
Eight.
Correct. Question number seven. What is Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
That's the 60 seconds right there. My God, we were 6 for 7 today. 6 for 7.
Oh, so close. So close.
Not bad, though. It's not
That's
bad. All right. Bonus question. What county are we in? What county are we in?
I knew we were in Howard County. I just wanted the guys to touch me early.
Just double checking. The actress who played Deborah in Everybody Loves Raymond is
Patricia Heaton.
Right. But hey, good job on the fan of the opera, by the way. That was, I think, the other only really tricky question we thought we could stump you with today.
I loved when you hummed it. That was so, she was in. That was delightful.
Yeah, she was in. Jennifer was in.
Oh, that's so funny. I knew Jax. It just seemed so easy.
No, you had. I know. If we wouldn't have stumbled over Jax, you may have had been able to get it today. But
What a bummer. We had one before, so we were just trying to close it out.
Excuse us then. Hey, it was a very well played round. Any plans for the summer, guys? Any fun plans?
We're gonna travel.
Not very nice. Where are we going?
We haven't decided yet, but maybe Australia. Not sure.
Oh, excuse us. All right. Well, you guys enjoy your summer. You know, we've always got the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast if you can't be by the radio. But if not, we'll see you guys back here in the new school year, okay?
Okay, good luck with everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your summer, all right? And make sure, if you've not downloaded the Rofo app, do that right now, too. Everybody, you know what? Let's do this, because it's the last day of school. Do us a favor. Download the Rofo Rewards app. If you love this game, you love the show, do us a favor and do that, okay? Text the Rofo. My God. This is Jess's part. I'm just butchering this.
You're doing great.
I'm not. I'm not doing well today.
Give it the old college try one more time.
$1,000 Minute sponsored by Royal Farms. With the Rofo Rewards app, you're going to get exclusive deals every single day.
Yeah.
This is off the dome. I'm not reading this at all. To join, text Rofo, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Rofo. Real fresh.
Real fast.
Thank you, Charlotte. There we go. Yeah. What is easier to raise, a boy or a girl? The reason we ask this, there's a video I saw on TikTok, and I'm going to set the scene for you here, okay? It's two kids riding in the back of the seat, back of the car, and there's a boy and there's a girl. And the parents turn to the kids and they're like basically asking them the question of how they feel about riding in the car. Mm-hmm. And the title, by the way, there's a subtitle and says the difference between boy and girl children. And listen to their reaction about what it's like to ride in the car. Listen.
I hate peeing in this car.
Why? What's wrong?
Because there's no games and no toys and no snacks, no drinks, and nothing to do. I hate this car.
Mia.
What do you think, Michael?
Good.
He's just like, good, fine. And the girl's like, hey, listen, I need this. There's no games, there's no cars, there's no snacks. And the boy's like, good, fine.
And Mia is so valid for that.
Right. So like, as I'm watching this, I'm like, they're having two totally different experiences. and it's same reality, different experiences, you know? So as I'm watching that video, I'm like, damn, as a parent, I don't know which one would be harder, because keep in mind, these kids are probably, I'm so bad at kids' ages, they're probably, I don't know, 5-6 years old-ish. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, at that age, they got a lot of emotions, right?
Of course.
They got a lot of emotions they're dealing with. They're riding in the backseat of the car. There's no toys. There's no games. There's no drinks. There's a lot of things to be upset about, right?
Yeah.
But you got to think about like the whole spectrum of childhood. That's just one age group they got to deal with. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk to you this morning of what is easier to raise, a boy or a girl? Because if I think through the spectrum of what I'd rather have, I think through the course of time, I think I'd rather have a boy. The course of the easiness would rather be a boy. Now, I'm looking at my own family dynamics, right? Mm. We were two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I know I can have a flair of the dramatics, right? I wasn't the easiest a boy, okay? I wasn't the easiest boy. But I look at my sister. Now, my sister, pretty easy baby, okay? Mm. Pretty easy kid. But the second that she turned a teenager, she was just, I mean, her nickname is Dramaggie. Her name is Maggie. We call her Dramaggie.
I love it.
Because that is one dramatic son of a gun. Right?
Yeah.
Like her teenage years really got amped up. Mm. So if I look at my sister's life and then I look at my life. Now, I've got a flair of the dramatics, but it stayed pretty even keeled. Like it was just pretty, like I wasn't that bad of a teenager. I would have rather raised me than my sister, hands down. Like, that was just it. Like, yeah, I was kind of a pain in the ass, but like, me, Anzi, me, no. Me over my sister, 100%. My brother was just kind of easy peasy. So if I look at the spectrum of my kids, my family, absolutely, I would want to raise us, the boys, over the girls. If you had a choice, though, Charlotte, like, would you want to raise a boy or a girl? And which one would you think would be easier?
I definitely want to raise a girl just because I understand girls better. Like, I'm from a girl household.
That's true, but you have experience with boys.
I didn't grow up with a boy.
You think a girl would be easier, though? Like, which one is easier to raise?
For me.
Because
I understand how the female brain works.
You look at a boy like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like if a little boy came in my house like throwing dirt. Mud and like bringing in bugs, I would be like, absolutely not.
Can you imagine the first time?
Like, I'd much rather deal, and I mean, these are just gender stereotypes, but like,
stereotypes alone here.
Yeah, I'd much rather deal with a little girl, you know, being like, you know, let's draw in crayon on the wall versus like, here, mom, look at my pet centipede.
Bro, can you imagine? So like, let's talk about this with you, because some of you guys have both, and like, you're able to kind of decipher this a little bit better for us. Like, what's easier to raise, a boy or a girl, and why? Let's talk to Vicky over in Towson. What's up, Vicky? Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I mean, what's easier to raise, a boy or a girl?
A boy.
And why?
A boy, you just kind of have to keep alive and make sure they don't, like, break bones. Girls are full of drama. They have a lot of emotions. They don't take no for an answer as well as the boys do.
I would think that, honestly, as I'm deducing, and we're going on just regular stereotypes here. Obviously, every kid's going to be a little bit different here.
Absolutely.
But I would think that would be the case. Again, I'm looking at my family alone, and I'm not saying I'm not full of drama. I was definitely full of drama, y'all.
You're so dramatic.
But if I look at my family alone, that had to be kind of be the case. Also, don't get me wrong. My mom absolutely had to keep me alive at all times.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a week that didn't go by where I was like just a second away from death. I wasn't a second just doing the dumbest thing.
I was going to say, I do feel with boys, it's like no small thing to keep them alive, though. Like, y'all will be out here being like, let's like be on the four wheeler doing backflips. And it's like, what?
Just the stupidest things. Wait, so Vicky, do you have both genders, or what are your kids?
I do. I have two boys and then I have a girl.
Okay. So like, what kind of situations have you had to save your kids from, your boys from?
So one time I went outside because I knew they were outside playing, and I had gone inside, and yeah. I came back outside, and they had decided to climb on the roof of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And just I was like, not a good idea.
Just
boys,
for no reason.
Not a good idea.
Meanwhile, your daughter's inside just being a smidge dramatic, but nice and safe. Never have to worry about that.
She's very safe. Yes, for sure. Safety, you do not have to worry about. But the drama, and then the drama when they get into school, and with the other girls, and it's like,
high.
Whoa.
It's high.
Wow.
Yeah. So between the two.
And girls can be mean. Boys are not mean like the girls can be mean.
See, and that's the difference you got to deal with. Okay. It's good to hear. Thank you for calling us. Let me talk to, this is Cheryl over in Catonsville. What's up, Cheryl? Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. I mean, what's easier to raise, a boy or a girl?
Okay. Now, personally, I've raised three girls.
Okay.
And they go through that difficult age, you know, between 10 and 25.
Okay. That's a long phase.
It's a phase where, you know, everything's the end of the world, and girls are just mean to each other.
Okay.
But as a teacher, I have helped raise boys and girls, and the scientific fact of it is, with girls, you have to worry about all the penises, and with boys, you just have to worry about one penis.
Okay, that is very okay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Do I understand?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. Explain that to Charlotte.
Okay, so if you have a daughter, every penis is trying to get in, and if you have a boy, you just have to worry about his one penis not getting in anything else.
It's very true.
Oh, so in terms of like unexpected teenage pregnancy concerns,
things like that.
Yes.
I mean,
So when it comes down to it, you would way rather, in your terms, be concerned with having to deal with one.
I do love having all daughters, and once they get 25, they're so apologetic, and they're like, I am so sorry I treated you bad. I don't know what the hell was going on. I love you, Mom. And that's nice, too.
It's just a rough 15-year stretch there you got to deal with.
Yeah, that little rough patch.
But
yeah.
if you can get through those 15 years, though, you're telling me it's all smooth sailing.
Exactly. And then, see?
It's all fine.
It's so true. It's like when you're a little girl, you're like so close with your mom. And then when you're a teenager, you guys kind of grow apart. And then I agree. It's around this age, like you do get that kind of beautiful relationship back with your mom.
It's that decade and a half. Other than that, though, it's totally fine. Okay, it's good to hear. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I mean, eloquently said too from the teacher. We got to take that word from them. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about sending one of my students' parents an email, just letting them know what an asshole he is.
Wow. Okay. What's going on?
So today is actually my last day of teaching after 14 years. Some people think I'm leaving because of the pay, the workload, the burnout, but the truth is one student and their parents has just pushed me over the damn edge.
What's up with this student?
So having this student has just made teaching so miserable for me. Just some examples, constant disruptions, talking back, refusing direction. Just making every day harder for me.
But like bad. I mean, clearly, if you've been through 14 years, I mean, you've clearly seen some things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But like, would you still teach if it wasn't for this student? That's like the only reason?
Absolutely. I think I would because I love kids. I love what I do. But this one, I'm just so over it. You know, so everyone knows. The principal knows. Guidance. Multiple teachers. Now you guys know.
Yeah.
The problem is that his mom just refuses to believe any of it. And there's no accountability. Every incident, there's an excuse, the consequences get challenged, and nothing is ever her son's fault.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. So I actually spent the last month writing a brutally honest email, you know, that I never really intended to send to his mother. Some things, you know, that I wrote in there to the mom, you know, some peaceful days in the classroom were when your son was absent.
Okay.
There are students that I'll remember because they inspire me, but your son, I'll remember him because he's the worst human I've ever met.
Wow. Okay.
I spent the year trying to find something positive to say about your son, but some days it's just hard for me to get out of bed to deal with him.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, this kid's like really traumatized you.
Yes, he did. He's terrible.
Mean, yeah.
So I know me sending this email would be completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I'd say.
Ruin my reputation.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, honestly, I don't care. I feel like this woman needs to know the truth, honestly. Like, someone needs to tell her the truth. So I don't know if I should send it.
So wait, you originally wrote this just as like a, like, you get it off your chest just for you. And now you actually want to like send this to the mom.
Yes. Just so that, you know, maybe on her end, she can implement some change in him. That way other teachers won't have to deal with him in this way. Or that, you know, even worse, when he grows up, he won't end up in jail, you know, for not being compliant.
Because you've tried to do it the soft way. You've tried to, like, Absolutely. Let her know throughout the school year. And you're kind of like, hey, I got nothing to lose because I'm guessing you're not going back into teaching, right? Like, you're not.
No, I'm done. I have nothing to lose. My husband tells me, you know, just let it go, move on. But, like, I feel I need to get this off my chest.
Oof, man, I mean, I don't know. Well, let's talk this out. Yo, Anonymous is like, yo, I've tried to do this a nice way. This is the kid that literally after 14 years has pushed me too far. And now I'm literally leaving teaching because of this kid. Do we tell her to send this email that she never planned on sending? This was just for her to like get it out of her system. Because this kid is so bad. And she feels like, honestly, this mom needs to see the real feelings about how, like, the teacher really feels. Or do we talk her out of it? And they think, as a parent, honestly, would you want to read this? I mean, if there's no real consequence here, right? Because what can they do? Can't fire you. If I mean, I guarantee there's probably some teacher listening right now that's like, girl, please, like, help us. Help us do this, you know? I mean, you can't be, I'm sure, the first teacher that's had this student that probably has the same feelings, too. But, like, do I think the mom's going to be like, oh, my God, like, thank you so much for letting me know, girl. And like, no, she's not going to act like that. So if that's what you're expecting, that's not what you're going to get. But do I think you'll, like, feel better about it? Maybe. Well, let's get some calls. Michael, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. Did she send it or we talk her out of it?
Personally, I wouldn't send it because if she changes her mind and she wants to go back to teaching, then, you know, they might say no because of that letter. But nobody would push me out of my job, especially a little kid or however old he is, you know, being a little a-hole, as you put it. No way, you know?
I mean, that sounds good for me and you. I don't know, though. This is why I couldn't be a teacher, to be honest with you. I don't know how they do it. God bless all the teachers, by the way. I couldn't say, after 14 years, wouldn't also just throw the towel in after one really bad kid. You know what I mean? It seems, no way. It'd be rough. But you wouldn't send it.
No. And if she doesn't go back to teaching, then send it. But I wouldn't send it right now.
Like, wait a year? Just to make sure.
I don't know if I'd wait that long if I don't go back to school, you know.
Give it through the summer just to make sure you really want to be done with it.
That's right. Give it some time.
There he goes. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Monica, what do you think? I mean, she wants to send this email basically saying, you know, your kid's the worst person I've ever met before she retires. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
She should 1,000,000% send the email. I mean, at this point, she's burned the bridge. She's leaving. Who cares what the mom's thinking? Like, the mom needs to be told, your kid's a brat, terrible, are always thinking it's the teacher's fault. And at the end of the day, like, this kid's a brat, and nobody's going to want to tolerate this. When he gets older, nobody's going to want to be in a relationship with this kid. You know, this teacher might be honestly the last person in this kid's life who's willing to tell him the truth. So I know people are saying, like, don't send it.
But is it, like, too mean?
Who cares?
Like, what if it, like, go, like, I don't know, if she, like, the teacher, like, posted online or something, if it, like, go viral?
She's retiring anyways. Listen, I'm sure this teacher has had hundreds of students in her life that she wanted to do this. Go out with a bang. I mean, at this point, like, who cares? If you walk away, you're walking away, like, as a teacher being like, mic drop, I finally got to stand up for myself.
All right. I mean, I'd send it, personally, but I'm petty. Hey, Diana from Baltimore. Hi, good morning. What do you think? I mean, do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
Hi, good morning. I definitely would not send the email. I first want to say I am in education, so I completely get it. But quite frankly, I'm sure this is not news that his parent does not already know and hasn't already heard before.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it would be received well, only because they're just going to get mad about it. And I don't think there's any accountability, it sounds like. So I don't really know that he would be like the only one that's ever told this parent this. I think that it's probably well known and they aren't doing anything about it.
Does she have an obligation, though? I mean, as an educator, do you feel like you have an obligation, though, to, like, really try your absolute best, though, to, like, get a kid in line? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely do.
So, like, don't you think on the way out, then, because that's, my moral thing you hear at the very end. If this is, like, her on her way out, does she feel like she needs to, like, just say one more, like, a Hail Mary, basically, here at the very end?
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about that also, and I feel like if she didn't say it in the way that she's, I know she wants to say it that way, but saying, like, your kid's an a-hole.
Yeah.
I think if she maybe rephrased it, it could be a Hail Mary, and maybe it would be taken better.
Yeah. A-hole is not the right way. Not the best verbiage.
Yeah, although I get it, and I completely agree. I definitely, in education a lot,
You've seen a lot of a-hole kids.
Yeah, for sure. But I feel for her, and I think it's probably therapeutic for her to write it. But I personally would not send it. I don't think it's going to do anything,
all
sadly.
Right. We hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Sarah, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, she wants to send this email about how terrible this kid was. He's a real jerk. I mean, do we tell her to do that or we talk her out of it?
I say absolutely do it.
Why?
As a teacher, there is never an opportunity to be clear and straight with parents. You have to tiptoe around you know, you have administrators, they won't let you say those things.
It's true.
And administrators don't say those things to the parents either.
You're right.
So I say go for it, send it. The parents will finally, hopefully, reflect. Maybe we should write it a little nicer, a little fluffier. And
is it too bold, or does it need to be that bold, though? That's what I'm thinking.
No.
Like, if she's going to be bold, does she need to be that bold and say, like, your kid's the worst kid I've ever met? Like, I mean, again, it definitely caught my attention.
If she's going to want to say that, just sign it a former teacher.
Okay. So, like, anonymously send it as a teacher.
Yes. I think the parents need to know. No one else is going to tell them.
Yeah. So you're into it. You're as a teacher, say, please do this for all of us other teachers.
Go for it, please, please.
honestly, I think this is what we need. This is what we need to hear. I think, and I knew there's a teacher out there that's like, please do this for all of us because this is who we need to hear. The teachers of America say, please do this for us. I mean, anonymous. And how does that make you feel then? Like hearing that, does that make you want to do it like more or less then? Like, does that?
I mean, I've listened to everything everyone had to say.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the responses have been way more divided than I expected.
Right.
You know, some people think that I should send it because a mom clearly needs a wake up call.
Right.
I need like one final push in one direction or the other.
Well, I don't know if you heard this segment before, but what we do is we always invite people to come back on and do what we call a talk me out of it update on Monday. Would you want to come back on and tell us how this whole thing turned out if you actually do send it or not?
I will absolutely let you guys know.
Then let's do that. Then let's all plan on coming back here Monday because we're off for Juneteenth tomorrow. So we'll plan back Monday about 8:25. Okay.
That's perfect.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.